at 10:01 a.m. on August 6th. I always say this to you about sports. We all come to a conclusion at different dates, whether it's firing a manager, or firing a coach, or believing in a team. We all get somewhere. We just get there at different times. Last night, at about 11 o'clock at night, I got to a place I haven't been at all this season. This is the first time me, my brain, Evan Roberts, is going to declare something to you.
All right, your brain is reporting something.
My brain is ending the race for the American League East.
Wow.
I think it's over. I think the Tampa Bay Rays are going to win the division. I say that with a half a tear in my eye. I don't say it to be hyperbolic. I say it because all year long, and even last year, I've been a supporter of the Yankees are the best team in the division. The Yankees will win the division. And part of it's a combination of not trusting Tampa Bay. A part of it is believing in the Yankee talent. And I've been steadfast about that all season long, even with the injuries that they've dealt with. But a few factors have gotten me to this moment. So I just want to declare Evan Roberts' brain is reporting.
Okay.
To quote the great Sal Licata, the AL East is over.
Okay.
Now, the good news is that doesn't mean your season is over. It doesn't mean you can't go on a run as a wild card team, even though that's not something the Yankees have mostly done in their history. But I do believe, for a myriad of reasons, which I will get into and explain to you, I believe it's over. The Rays are going to win the American League East.
I disagree, and I didn't know this is where you're going here. I know that's five back in the loss column.
I didn't want to tell you. It was one of those things where I wanted you to be natural in your response.
I don't know what you're going to say, but my quick counterpoint would be we are 2 days into what I deem to be the new Yankees that are hopefully going to get newer with some news that we're going to
talk
about.
They're the new Yankees. How many runs did they score in this series against St. Louis?
I understand that.
The new Yankees. I watched the same crap last night.
Listen.
They left a country on base.
I know they left a ton of guys on base, but it would be lying if Lombard again didn't energize us with the defense and he has a hit there. And obviously if you leave Luis Garcia Jr. in a whole game, you hope that he could continue to hit. But I kind of just look ahead and I look ahead at what September offers the Yankees, which is something I've already done, which is they should essentially win every game. And if Aaron Judge is back and you figure some things out over the next 2 weeks, I don't think they're done chasing down the Rays, which includes, by the way, playing the Rays in September.
Absolutely. And I factored that in. I'll start with that.
Okay.
A few of the reasons why my brain got to this place. And I don't say this to like insult anybody because the good news about baseball is there are three wild card teams. And even though the track record has been the Yankees need home field advantage, I understand that. I stand by that. It doesn't mean, season's over. It just means this division isn't happening. But let me start with the Tampa Bay factor.
Okay.
The Yankees are five games back in the loss column. But unless they sweep the Tampa Bay Rays in their final four-game series against them, they're going to lose the tiebreaker, which means they're not five games back in
the
loss column.
Right.
They're six games back in the loss column. While that's not impossible, and I am not ruling that out, this offense does not score enough freaking runs for me to think they're good, just going to win enough baseball games over the final 2 months to overcome that deficit. And the other part is, and I give them credit, because I have been kind of a Tampa Bay Ray non-believer for a long period of time. They're proving that even with Freddy Peralta being a stiff, they're finding ways to win.
True.
Even with Shane McClanahan out, they're going to find ways to win. And so I think the deficit, which essentially is six games, because of the fact they have to sweep a series to win the tiebreaker, I think the math on a team that's played very well all year and the math on your team that can't score a freaking run, and it's not changing tomorrow. It's not changing in 5 days.
Yeah.
The horses that we're waiting on, they'll come back. They're not coming back next week. So I start with the deficit and say, I don't think they're making up that deficit.
Look, I mean, everything you argued, I can't argue back. The Yankees don't score enough runs. I guess part of my argument back would be the Rays hit their little sputter, and that was when the Yankees overtook them and gained it by 3.5 games at one point. And then the Yankees obviously went on that crash and burn right before the All-Star break in which they gave everything back and then some to Tampa Bay. I got to think, as bad as the Yankee offense has been, as good as the Yankee pitching has been, the Rays themselves still have 2 weeks of really bad baseball in them here. They have to, Evan. They're going to play above their heads. That was their only bad spot all year. I mean, I know they're beating up on the Rockies right now. The Yankees haven't even played the Rockies yet. Like, the schedule will balance itself out somewhat. Again, if the Rays beat them like a drum that second week of September, it's not going to matter. Or the third week of September, whatever the hell it is, it ain't going to matter. But the bottom line is this. Maybe part of my issue is I still think the Yankees' best offensive baseball, you see Cody Bellinger running last night, is ahead of them in the month of September. And I got to think there's 2 weeks of meh baseball coming for the Rays.
So I agree that in the world where they get healthier. And there was good news yesterday, right? Yeah. Cody Bellinger's out in the outfield moving around. We got the Aaron Judge update, which we'll talk a little bit more about in a few minutes. There is going to be a time, at least it feels like there's going to be a time in September, where they are going to have a full lineup. A lineup that, when healthy, was leading the American League in runs scored.
Yeah.
I understand that. I agree with that. And when you combine that with some of the new acquisitions, like Luis Garcia, like Elliot Ramos, this should be a good offense.
Yeah.
But tick tock, tick tock.
I know.
Like, it's August 6th. This isn't changing in a week. And we sit there every single night, if you're a Yankee fan, or just like me as an IBO, and you are watching the same crap. They pitched well enough to win last night. They defended well enough, at least at shortstop, not in center field,
my God,
to win last night. They should have won games in this series, and instead, in their own ballpark, against a team that has not been good for months, they lost a series at home to the Cardinals. It's unacceptable. I mean, let's just call it like it is.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable. It got a little bit like clouded because of the Lombard Jr. excitement, but this crap can't happen. And I have no reason to believe, with Cody Bellinger not walking through that door in the next week or two, with Aaron Judge still not doing baseball activities, but he's doing some activities, he's not walking through that door in the next few weeks. I just don't think there's enough time, and I don't believe that even with the additions that they made, which I like, I just don't think this offense is going to score any runs. Like, they're playing the Braves this weekend. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I don't have high hopes for Friday night versus Chris Sales. That's for damn sure.
It doesn't matter who you face.
Chris Sale. I know.
Like, seriously, I get it. Chris Sale's great. Andre Pallante's decent. Right. Does it really matter if Sean Morash was on the mound?
No, but here's
they don't score runs, bro.
Evan, but this is where it does matter. This is on the front office and the manager. Now you have who you have, right? Like, you mentioned the guys they've added.
And by the way, that may be why August 5th was the day I'm declaring this, because there is no cavalry coming.
No.
We waited a while to talk about, well, they could trade for this, they could trade for that, they could do this.
We know the deal.
It's done. We know the deal.
But with that, I think this is why I had said the thing yesterday, which I know some didn't love, about Lombard hitting leadoff, whatever. Whatever the answer is, there's a couple things the Yankees have to do here. Number one, they can't do anything about catcher because they were only looking for a right-handed catcher. God forbid you look at Liam Hicks, who hits a grand slam yesterday. That is one automatic out in the lineup. That's now not going to change. Like, that cannot change. There's nobody coming to save that. You can't have an automatic out with the most at-bats on the team and Trent Grisham hitting leadoff. Like, that to me has become now... It already was, while we kind of all yelled at Volpe and everything else, it kind of already was the biggest problem on the New York Yankees. That has to change starting tomorrow night. He cannot be the table setter for this lineup. And you want to put Ben Rice up there, that's fine. You have to work with what you have now and start changing up the problems. And the problem is the order in which these guys batted.
No, that's not the problem. The problem is they're not good enough.
Okay,
but that's the problem.
But if you're not good enough, how do you change that internally now? You can't keep running out that same order every night.
See, you're agreeing with me, but you're just kind of moving the subject line.
Well,
I agree with you. Change the starting lineup. I agree with you. Trent Grisham shouldn't lead off. I'm not disagreeing with you. But I'm also telling you, they are proving to us right now that between the clock of what time is left and the hole they put themselves in, they're not winning the American League East.
But if they get Cody Bellinger back in September and Aaron Judge somewhat earlier in September, and they are within three games of the AL East in September, I don't know how you could say they can't. Now, how do they get within three games goes to exactly what I'm saying.
Sure.
You can't have Trent Grisham getting the five at-bats a game or four at-bats a game.
If they change the lineup, which they should, I agree with you. I mean, I think we'd all be in agreement that Trent Grisham leading off with his .211 batting average. It can't happen.
But and that's the other thing, too. The Luis Arraez thing, I know we touched on it a little bit. We'll see what Luis Garcia Jr. does. The idea that, you know, if Jazz is not going to get going and you were not positionally ready to trade for Luis Arraez as a result of that, and then he's going to leave anyway. I mean, that's malpractice on the front.
I understand, but all you're doing right now with that comment
is
looking back. I'm looking forward.
But it is looking forward to this. Jazz, you want any money next year?
I know, you got to hit.
You got to get going.
Well, and that's the bottom line. That's why we can and should talk about what they can do differently at the top of the batting order. Because again, I agree with you. Trent Grisham should not be leading off. But I look at this lineup, and I look at the performances that we've seen throughout this season, and I look at the next few weeks, which are very important few weeks, if they do want to win the American League East, and I just don't see it changing. I'm sorry, I just don't. And I'm not one to normally say these negative things about the Yankees, but I always try to tell you and Tiki, I'm going to tell you how I feel.
Okay.
And last night, I think the frustration of the loss, I thought Aaron Boone had a rough night, which I'll get to in a few minutes. Me and Big Mac argued on a text message for like 25 minutes, which is my fault because I brought it up to him. I think the combination of that, the way they lost, the Rays just win all the time. So do the Red Sox, but I'm not even factoring them in that much. The mathematics of things, and then the reality. Like, baseball's a streaky sport, and I try to remind myself, along with everyone else, that you're never as bad as you are when you're bad, you're never as good as you are when you're good, and you got to take a step back. We have watched this offense suck for 2 months. This isn't new.
No.
And so at some point, even with the additions of Garcia and Elliot Ramos, you look at the lineup, you look at the performances, you look at the guys running out there every single day, and you say to yourself, what makes you think it's going to change besides hope? And I'm sorry, President Obama, hope is not a strategy. It's just a phrase. And so that would be the only reasoning I could give on why the Yankees are going to start hitting and win a bunch of games in August. It would just be hope. It'd be, yeah. I hope Austin Wells is hot. Cashman said he's been better the last few weeks. Kind of true. I just hope he's awesome. I hope this. I hope that. I hope this.
I mean, they did add two guys who should hit where they had all these automatic outs.
I understand, but they're not hitting. They played the Cardinals in this three-game series and did nothing, though they did make that great comeback down 6-0 down. And then what happened?
Yeah, the last two nights has been un gods, as the kids like to say.
So I have no reason to believe that's going to change. And then, yeah, the math eventually plays a role. Like, when we're sitting here in April and May, being 5 games out or 6 games out, it's a no biggie. I agree. But at some point, when there's 45 games left in the season or 50 games left in the season, at some point, it's okay to say, hey, I'm doing the math. This is getting tricky.
Yeah.
This is getting tricky. And the other thing is, I said they have to sweep Tampa Bay to win a tiebreaker against them. Does anybody in their right freaking mind think the New York Yankees are sweeping the Tampa Bay Rays, even with a full lineup?
The series ain't this weekend.
Okay.
Even with a full lineup, when they get everybody back, well, then why are we playing out the rest of the season, Evan?
I didn't say you're going to get swept by them. I said, do you think you're going to sweep them of a 4-game series that includes a doubleheader? You would admit it's very unlikely.
With their starting pitching, if they got everybody back, as unlikely as it is, I don't think it's nearly as impossible as you're
saying. I didn't say impossible. I said, do you think it would happen? If you're going to be honest right now, you'd say it ain't happening. Just be honest.
I will be honest and say it ain't happening right now. But again, I expect this Yankee team to look entirely different. And maybe that's me being naive for somebody that's been negative all week. And maybe this is also, I watch the Rays play and I can't figure out how they do this.
Neither can I, but at some point, don't we have to give them credit?
I think you give them credit, but there's a part, I got to be honest, Evan, I just don't fear the Rays. I don't. They could be 17 games up. As much as I have this angst for the Yankees, I don't fear playing Tampa in a series.
I don't fear them. I think the reason, again, why it took me this moment, and we all get to this point at different moments, and I'm sure there are some Yankee fans listening right now who are like, Evan, I thought the division was over in June.
Yeah.
Or, Evan, you're an idiot. They're still going to win the AL East. That's up to the Yankee fan. But I think a part of why I've gotten here is not that I'm afraid of the Tampa Bay Rays, but they've got to make up 6 games on them in 50-plus days, and I don't think the Yankees are going to win enough to do that. Like, sometimes you just get there in a place in which you start doing the math, you start adding it up, you've watched the team all season long, and you ask yourself, are they going to do it? And I'm not there.
So to be clear, this is more a Yankee thing. Do you think the Red Sox can make up the 6 games to catch the Rays?
The Red Sox are a different story. I'm
just curious, because it helps me mold. Is this more pro-Rays, or is this more anti-Yankee?
It's more anti-Yankee, of course.
Okay, all right.
It's not that pro,
so
right?
So you don't think the Rays have necessarily won the AL East. You just think the Yankees are dead.
I said the AL East is over for the Yankees. I don't think they're winning the division. And a part of it, let's get to it, was Aaron Judge. The news comes out yesterday, and I would never say it's bad news. I mean, he had more imaging, and now he can do upper body work. That's good news. But it's snail's pace news. Like, we are still a month away from Aaron Judge being in the lineup, and then when he's in the lineup, God knows what he does.
Well,
his presence will help, no doubt, but we don't know what performance it's going to be. So while I think many took the news yesterday as that's good news...
Well, because the gate's open now.
I took it, though, as a reminder that, man, we're not going to see him for a while.
I don't think we needed that reminder. I think we knew. I think we were just waiting for this, because I think there was a thought that... he wasn't getting cleared to do any of this.
I understand.
And the fact that he's going to go outside, I hate the way it's worded, light work outside or whatever. Like, what's he, cutting the lawn? I mean, geez. But yeah, like the moment he starts running now, I'm assuming, based on Cashman's answers the last couple days in various places, including the Carton Show, that it kind of then goes up and up and up. Like, I think in another week you get that, and a week after that. And I'm targeting like right after Labor Day for Aaron Judge, and I think that's enough to get him going before October. I do, and I think that's enough.
Before October, yes. I'm talking about the American League East.
But by then, Cody Bellinger's back. I'm not even worried about Giancarlo at this point with Luis Garcia Jr. And now you have a month of George Lombard playing. I think they have a really good September in him. I just do. And I think it's going to be paired with the fact that the Rays are bound. They're bound to. They're not the Dodgers. They're bound to have
the Dodgers,
a bad 10 days.
The Dodgers can't win a baseball game. What are you talking about?
Put it this way. The Yankees in like a 6-4 stretch, which is what they're kind of averaging out right now over every 10 games, they're bound to run into one of these where it's a 3-7 from the Rays. Like they're bound for that to happen. And that is going to change the complex of a lot of things.
The Tampa Bay Rays are about to play the Mariners under 500.
I know.
The A's under 500. The Orioles under 500. The Blue Jays under 500. The Orioles under 500. The Tigers under 500. And that takes us to late August, where then they'll play the Padres, the Mets, and the Rangers. They're playing nobody.
Look at 13 of the last 16 games.
I get it. I'm talking about getting to September.
Actually, look at 16 of their last 19 games.
Okay, what if
I keep telling you, September, I think they're going to chase them.
It's
down.
On the table. The Yankees are 8 games back going into September. That is not crazy right now, considering they're already 5 games back.
Evan, if they're 8 back, which I don't think they will be, I would join you in saying they got no shot.
So you're not there yet?
I'm not there yet.
Okay, you let me know when you're there, because I always find this fascinating in sports. Sometimes it's with managers and coaches. We did it with Mendy. Yeah. When are you ready to fire him? And we all got there.
I'm not there.
At different dates. I am, as an IBO, and you know, you can vouch for me. I am not sitting here as a Yankee hater trying to be a jackass. I've been probably the opposite to you for the 3 years we've worked together. I'm always, they'll be fine, they're good, they're better than this team, they're better than that team. We argued last year when I said they'll beat the Red Sox, they'll beat the Blue Jays. I was confident in that. This is not like me. So I'm saying it because of my eyes, because of what I'm watching.
I'm going to remind you what your eyes saw at one point.
Go.
The Yankees played, think about it, we're in a hellhole right now. The Yankees played bad enough baseball and the Rays played good enough baseball that the Rays built a 7-game lead at one point on the Yankees. And then the Rays hit their skid and the Yankees figured something out to the point that not only was 7 games gained back, the Yankees then took another 3.5 game lead. That happened this year.
Okay.
So all I'm saying is, all I'm saying is, it's still 2 months of baseball. It's really bad. You don't want to be 8 games back entering September. But if the Yankees are hovering like 4 games back, I'm just going to tell you, for the audience that doesn't know, the end of the season for the Rays is Braves, Astros, A's, Red Sox, Yankees for 4, Phillies for 3. Man.
I heard a lot of frauds in that schedule.
No, that sounds like Met-esque collapse waiting to happen.
You see, I said nothing about the Mets in this
whole thing. Who am I going to compare it to? If I'm telling you I think a collapse is on the table, where else you want me to compare it
to? I don't know. Didn't the Tigers blow like a 100-game lead last season? Want to bring them up?
Well, we're in New York.
Ah, okay. We only make the New York references. We'll get to your calls. But for me, August 5th, today's August 6th, but I got there last night. Okay. August 5th was the moment, for the first time this season, where I did a 180 on my view on the Yankees winning the American League East. I've thought they would win the division since opening day. I picked them in our predictions. I've been loyal on that. But things change. The facts change. And for me, on August 5th, the AL East is over. We'll get to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. Plus, Aaron Boone did something last night that's unforgivable. Of course, I'm debating on text message with Big Mac. He needed to defend his guy.
It was Chris McMonico, his fat ass.
Yeah. I mean, we went at it for like 25 minutes.
Of course.
And it was my fault.
Has he put down the phone for a day?
No. But I blame myself because I instigated it with him. Like, I'll explain it coming up a little
bit
later.
Did you change the name in his phone like I did?
How would you change it to?
It just says Cuck Mac now.
Wow. Yeah, that is the name that Gio came up with for Big Mac and his Yankee love, Cuck Mac. Do you think Cuck Mac bothers him more than Bloody Sock? Because I gave up Bloody Sock because I did a poll where people said they didn't like it. It was slight. It was by 1%, but I lost.
Not yet, because I think the Bloody Sock thing bothers him as a Yankee fan. You know what I mean? Because it's the Bloody Sock. I think as a man, Cuck Mac doesn't bother him.
As a man, it bothers him.